listening to Synesthesia, produced live in the studio at Trent Radio 92.7 CFFF FM in beautiful Nagajiwanong, Peterborough, Ontario, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Then I publish it as a podcast on Soundproof, creative nonfiction for audio. I'm your producer and host, L.A. Alfonso. In this audio program, film theory meets film music. Swiss-Canadian filmmaker and video artist Peter Mettler, known for the film Picture of Light, 1994, and many others, in an interview with Paul Spinrad, told him that his interest in live video mixing, VJing, grew naturally from the associative and improvisational way he makes films. I like to mix like an alchemist, he said, juxtaposing elements that you wouldn't expect to find together, prompting the viewer to respond associatively. Peter Mettler's latest, While the Green Grass Grows, won the Grand Prix of the International Feature Film Competition at the 54th edition of Vision du Réel in Nyon, Switzerland, in April 2023. And according to Variety, the Swiss-Canadian director had an unusual project made in the form of a diary, filmed from 2019 to 2021. While the Green Grass Grows is, in fact, a series of 7 episodes with a total duration of about 11 hours, and it was finished parts 1 and 6 of the series, totaling 166 minutes, that Mettler unveiled in Switzerland. It's Mettler's second win following his 2002 victory with Gambling Gods and LSD. And it's interesting to see the progression of cinema in general over 21 years, he said. When I came to Nyon, I had the same feeling as when I made Gambling Gods and LSD, because both of these films are outside of the usual realm of filmmaking. I was happy to see the kind of projects that are being made now shown and rewarded. I think it's a step forward in terms of the risks that people take and the depths that they go into with their work. Thank you.
But I really want to be in a place where love can exist over hate. I don't want to be in duality. You know, I want to be in love, and it's not here.
Is there anything that you're afraid of?
I'm afraid that the psychiatrists are right, that I'm nuts, that I made it all up in my head.
Have you ever had the feeling of flying with your own body?
No. In my dream body, but not in my body.
Have you ever died in your dreams?
Yes. I've died several times in my dreams. Going off cliffs in the car and falling out of windows and falling. I don't get to the end, but I always know it's death. I said, oh, here it comes. And it's real easy in my dreams. It's real hard in life.
Thank you.
listening to tracks from the original motion picture soundtrack of Gambling Gods and LSD, a film by Peter Mettler. All the tracks, sounds, and music are edited and remixed by Peter Bracker and Peter Mettler, with the excerpted musical elements indicated. We heard Eva with by Tony Coe, Implosion, Kotschultz, Studer, Dimitri DePierrot and Jim O'Rourke, Dust by Newt and Sylvie, and I met Peter Mettler in 2004. Our work connects on so many levels, including our insistence on telling cinematic stories in the first person and our continued expansion of the boundaries of image mixing in an experimental art context. What excites him about the improvisational nature of VJing is that you don't have to think about the why, he said. He may have a theory about how a particular image might trigger specific meanings, but decisions are simply reactions without much time to consider. He said, that's what I like about it. It's all happening too fast for the rational part of the brain to completely deal with it. He dubbed this process teledivinatry, which refers to sensing or divining currents of meaning through technology. Live mixing is a bit like going into a technological trance. As the VJ performs the improvised mixing, she combines images and recontextualizes them through technology, taking anything out of its familiar framework and put it against something else, and you've freed it of its locked-in meaning and freed yourself of your normal response, he said. You break it open. Focusing on the particular selections, effects, and how they combine with the music induces this trance, this teledivinatry. I can speak from my own experience. I know VJing psychologically heals a part of me, I think, each time I do it, because I can quickly get into the zone for hours. Mettler said he imagined live mixing as a spontaneous film that applies only to that particular evening or installation. And some events, he said, have the potential to bring in an aspect of collective ritual and interactivity, something that's missing from most typical modern moving image entertainments. And with the image mix, it is possible to take some of the commercial imagery that you're inundated with and give it new life, taking it into your own hands, gaining control over what tries to control you. Mixing is a realm of open experimentation for me right now, and it's free of all the financial and institutional encumbrances of filmmaking. But there is nothing like the cinema experience of a darkened room and beautifully constructed journeys through a dreamlike reality. My apprenticeship with Peter Mettler as a live film mix performer began in 2006 when he asked me to help him assemble Elsewhere, his live cinema event for the Toronto International Film Festival. Several collaborations later, I was asked to fill Peter's shoes for a unique performance. In May 2018, and again in February 2020, I performed a live film mix based on something initially conceived and created by Mettler for Art of Time Ensemble and the Rolston String Quartet's performance of George Crumb's Black Angels. In a complete reversal of the tradition of film music underscoring images, I performed live on stage with these incredible musicians playing my images to their music. It was not unlike the live visual performance for a club DJ. But this time I had to learn the specific micro movements of this avant-garde composition from the 1970s to perform the images in concert with the sounds. I want to play for you now the first half of Black Angels, performed live by the Rolston String Quartet and presented by Art of Time Ensemble in May 2018. And the video is in the podcast show notes and linked with the companion essay at laalfonso.substack.com. Unfortunately, I'm having some technical difficulty with the buffering of the Art of Time Ensemble's presentation of George Crumb's Black Angels. I'm going to have to fix that for the podcast version. Here's a little bit more of that, if we can stand it. No, let's just move on to something else. You're listening to Synesthesia, produced live in the studio at Trent Radio 92.7 CFFF FM in beautiful Nagajiwinong, Peterborough, Ontario. I'm your producer and host, L.A. Alfonso. In this audio program, Film Theory Meets Film Music. You know, rave culture is interesting in this way. People come together, all ages, all types, and share in a kind of ritualized, active, emotional experience driven by music, said Peter Mettler. There's this interaction being produced, which brings companies together, and often it's not even centered around or focused on the performances and the performers as stars. And sometimes you don't even know who the DJ is, and you're usually not connected with what track they're playing. And people are most interested in collectively creating a heightened sense of celebration. In a recent class, we discussed how the attraction, as per the Russian film theorist Sergei Eisenstein's measure, a unit of impression, is nothing without a spectator. The movie's mere existence, if not its success, depends on this symbiosis, this synesthesia. What exactly compels a moviegoer to involuntarily stand up and cheer at the screen? It is decidedly not achieved by showing an arbitrary series of attractions. But as Eisenstein put it, experimentally regulated and mathematically calculated. A narrative puts it over the top effective on a crowd. Yet, it was precisely the exhibitionist quality of the turn of the century popular art that made it attractive to the avant-garde. Its freedom from the creation of a diegesis. In this way, the avant-garde then, or of any age, might like my VJ work. It's anti-narrative, random, and spontaneously works with each thing, like other things in its environment. In the cinema of attractions, writer Tom Gunning writes, each period constructs its spectator in a new way. On January 27th, I'll be one of four VJs doing visuals and art direction for an event called Boom Raiders, which will feature two stages, Temple of Boom and Groove Gallery, at the LP 380 George Street North, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Will you spend your evening hunting for relics, or will you follow the beat of the drums in the deep? Hit the dance floor in your flashiest finery while admiring the ancient relics discovered within the temple. DJs Ty Mercer alongside Otana Beats founders Rikos, Smalley Millions, and Pordon will be in the Temple of Doom, Temple of Boom. Rania Ikuchapin, Kanar, and DJ John Workman will spin in the more relaxed Groove Gallery, visuals and artistic direction by Age of Moss, Use Protection VFX, Dove Huron, and myself, L.A. Alfonso. I want to snag the Oscar for Best VJ if they had the category. I outdo myself at each event with high concept video projection mapping visuals and installations. And thank you to the Otana Beats for encouraging me to continue blowing minds with eye candy inventions like video bubbles in the aquarium, transforming a highway underpass in return to Thunderpass, or creating a psychedelic tent for a base camp. And I plan to summon a video demon for the upcoming Boom Raiders in a special ceremony that can only occur every 1,000 years. So wear your pith helmet. Working with DJ Purdon, he sent me some of these tracks. To give you an idea of the atmosphere that's going to happen at a specific time, at a specific place this weekend, if you want to see it live, I think there are tickets left. And you can follow Otana Beats Radio on Instagram to find out more. I will create a standalone site-specific video presentation in the Temple of Boom that will be a moment to remember. This project reminds me of a video installation in 2021, which I made in collaboration with Circus Vaquero. It was called The Window to an Interdimensional Dream State. That's how James Primo Bain called it, the artistic director. That's the work of Seth A. Smith for the movie called The Crescent. And before that, we were hearing Leviathan by Truth and Wrath by Paige Julia and a bunch of other great artists, Canadian soundtrack artists, Marie-Hélène L. Delorme and Barzin. And for a complete playlist, check out laalfonso.substack.com. As writer Scott Buchatman noted, film scholar Tom Gunning's famous essay on the cinema of attractions demonstrated the existence of a powerful counter-history in which spatial, temporal, and perceptual explorations were the film's clearest reason for being, rather than serving as more or less formally complex vessels for narrative content. Tom Gunning's work, among other things, was intended to remind the Academy of the continuing history of alternative practice, said Scott Buchatman. I want to write a counter-history of video art in Canada and include my work as a VJ and video projection mapping artist and designer because alternative media practice goes undocumented and unrecognized. A quick look on Wikipedia shows that I must add even Peter Mettler's name to the list of so-called Canadian experimental filmmakers. So this radio show is part of that answer. You're listening to Synesthesia, produced live in the studio at Trent Radio, 92.7 CFFF FM in beautiful Nungajewenong, Peterborough, Ontario, every Thursday at 5 p.m. And then I publish it as a podcast on Soundproof, Creative Nonfiction for Audio. I'm your producer and host, L.A. Alfonso, in this audio program, Film Theory Meets Film Music. Thank you. So the Dead of Winter 48-hour film challenge 2024 launches on Friday, February 16th at 6 p.m. at the theater on King, with a meet and greet your fellow filmmakers, a Q&A, team assignments, and your inspiration packages are handed out. And then you'll have 48 hours to make your masterpiece. It's the Dead of Winter 48-hour film challenge 2024. And so the registration is still open until Valentine's Day. Contact filmchallenge48@gmail.com for more details. As long as we're making announcements, I might as well announce the Trent Film Society will screen Symbiote Toxoplasm Part 1 next Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Sadler House, 851 George Street North. It's free and open to the public. Again, William Greaves, Symbiote Toxoplasm Part 1 next Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Star, or make it last. The intellect seems to dictate a stronger form of fantasy play. There's a correlation there, definitely. And we can get lost in that fantasy. Sam, can you, if you can bring in the music and hit the special effects? Sam, we need more. Thank you. What happens here is immediately people respond to the visual effects. And we take them through a non-chemical induced illusion of their fantasies or other people's fantasies.
You're listening to Synesthesia, produced live in the studio at Trent Radio, 92.7 CFFF FM in beautiful Nagajiwanong, Peterborough, Ontario, every Thursday at 5 p.m. And then I publish it as a podcast on Soundproof, creative nonfiction for audio. I'm your producer and host, L.A. Alfonso. In this audio program, film theory meets film music. You can find Soundproof where you find your podcasts and check out the companion essay and the complete citations page and playlist in the publication underscore, which you could find at laalfonso.substack.com. I'm L.A. Alfonso. I'll be back next week. We've been listening to tracks from the original soundtrack for Gambling Gods and LSD, a film by Peter Mettler. All tracks, sounds, and music edited and remixed by Peter Brocker and Peter Mettler. And other work by other Canadian musicians, Jean Corriveau,
My Dream,
Barzan,
Dead Silent.
And for the complete list, like I said, check the show notes.
Times when there's noise in my dreams. It's when something around me while I'm sleeping is kind of sinking in. Like one time.
Thanks for listening.
I'ma say something real controversial right now. You listen to the radio? You listen to Trent Radio 92.7 CFFF FM in Peterborough, Ontario, Canada.
Say what?
Say what? It's Trent Radio, baby.
Lady ain't the Trent. Nobody gives a damn.